Hello and welcome to Law and Ordeals. I'm J.R. Radcliffe, making my triumphant return to the podcast. I am sports director for Lake Country Publications and Now Newspapers.
Hi, I'm Lainey Seiler. I'm specialty media manager for Now Newspapers.
We've got a lot of fun things to talk about today, including where not to fall asleep when you're at work, a strange neighbor with a strange weapon, and a very interesting way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I think you'll like our last one today. But we are going to start in Pewaukee, where Lainey has we have a new feature. We have a feature on Law and Ordeals.
Yes, you know, we have a lot of drive-through drama that happens. All the McDonald's, I mean, you name it. Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Burger King, there is a lot going on.
There's always something. There's always something going on in the fast food world.
I mean, I hope they all have security cameras.
Yes. So we're calling this drive-through drama, and we go to Pewaukee for this week's drive-through drama.
All right. Police cited a woman for disorderly conduct at McDonald's at about 11:30 p.m. April 7th. Manager called police because he said the woman was banging on the window and trying to pry it open. Officers found the woman outside the drive-thru window when they arrived, and she admitted to knocking on the window because she wanted the manager's name. She said the manager was being rude and did not give her enough dipping sauce for her chicken nuggets.
You know how people feel about their dipping sauce. They have to have it, Lainey.
I mean, you know, like, every nugget deserves ample dipping sauce.
And think about the terror of pulling away, though, from that window and having fries with no dipping sauce. I mean, I don't know about you, but, like, that is a problem for me. I'm not going to eat just plain fries and enjoy the experience the same way. Yeah. I'm a barbecue sauce guy, and I want that barbecue sauce. I don't know if I'd pry open a window and ask for a manager to get it, but I would be upset.
Certainly not. I mean, we've all been irritated where you're like, okay, I'm at Culver's, I want some ketchup, and you gave me two packets. It's not enough.
Yes. What one thing would you go back for?
Ranch
dressing.
Easy,
that's your thing?
Easy.
Yeah. See, I would, and Chick-fil-A, I would go back for the honey mustard, because you can't get honey mustard just anywhere.
Honey mustard's good.
Yeah, and exactly. And you cannot get that anywhere. So I would definitely be upset. I mean, if I was a Chick-fil-A, I wouldn't ask for the manager's name, because they're so helpful. My pleasure. Like, they're going to give me what I ask for, but
Don't they also have the, I feel like they have the manager's name on.
They probably do.
The window, and also. So they have phones.
They do. They're so nice there. So nice.
The next day.
They are so nice there that I think we should dedicate a segment to an upcoming podcast about just what is going on at Chick-fil-A. Like, they are too nice to be real. There's something going on there.
I know. I like that she's, like, prying it open. Like, oh, my God, woman, calm down. I will say, I am particular about food orders. Like, if you are with me and your food order does not come properly, I'm going to call them back.
Oh, you are?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Like, it's unacceptable to me, although I would not be prying open the window.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder if those are hermetically sealed. I feel like they'd be a little difficult to get those open.
Yeah.
Let's go to Waukesha, one of our favorite communities in the world, for police reports. A manager at iCombat on Spring City Drive accidentally locked a sleeping employee in the training room inside the business overnight on April 2nd. According to a police report, the employee triggered the company's burglary alarm when he woke up around 6:55 a.m. So the crazier thing is not that this guy was actually locked in the business overnight accidentally, but that he didn't wake up till 6:55. He's like my 2-year-old falling asleep in the middle of the day and just sleeping through the night. No big
all
deal.
He slept all the way through.
That is an interesting, disorienting when you wake up and you're on the floor of the business office. And how did you fall asleep there in the first place?
Like, does every single office have that? They're like, we all think so-and-so Johnny sleeps overnight at the office. Well, this place actually happens.
Yes, in the training office of all places. So that, I mean, is that a new employee? Is that what it says? Is that this guy is a locked a sleeping employee inside the business?
No.
Oh, okay. So in the training room, but that doesn't necessarily mean he was a new employee making a good first impression.
Oh my God. I know. Well, we were talking about getting a couch here, and it's like, danger.
Yes, someone's going to fall asleep and be locked in overnight. Hey, let's not get too far out of Waukesha. What else do we have going on?
Well, a 16-year-old boy reportedly threatened to smash his family's TV with a chair in a dispute over chore money with his mother around 4 p.m. April 9th. His mother declined to file a formal complaint against him for disorderly behavior.
16-year-old going nuts. Now, this reminds me, when I was a kid, I was tasked with mowing the lawn. My parents had a very big backyard, and we actually had a riding lawnmower. And I remember getting into a nasty dispute with them over having to mow the lawn again. I called them vain because they wanted their lawn mowed once a week. I felt that was, you know, when I was 16, an act of vanity.
Yeah.
So I begrudgingly ran out to the garage, pulled this thing full speed out of the garage, went to the backyard, which is on what's called an escarpment. So it's like a giant staircase. It's like flatland hill, if you can kind of imagine that. We're right by Highcliff State Park in the Appleton area. and I took the hill full speed and I flipped it. And I fell off the lawnmower, it rolled on top of me, my legs over my head, and then kept rolling, landed upright, and I was fine. And the thing has a sensor so that when you're off the seat, it's gonna like turn off the blade. So I was never at risk of like getting chopped to pieces. But that taught me something then that day that I will never forget. Do not have a disagreement with your parents over chores, because you never know what's going to happen when you're acting in that rage. In this case, it maybe almost cost them the TV.
I mean, it's sort of like the universe conspiring to get you to behave.
It totally is. Yeah. Like, and you will learn.
Well, also, like, okay, who do you think values the TV the most in that family?
Probably the child.
The 16-year-old
Well,
boy.
Maybe. I mean, I think most kids watch their TV on their phone now, so maybe that's not the case.
Maybe it's the dad.
Yeah.
Stereotype.
Yes, that's true.
So, all right, moving over to Germantown. This is your turn, isn't it? Or wait, I'm like, what order are we in?
Yeah, no. A caller reported a man holding a crossbow approaching her son after she accidentally pulled into the wrong driveway on April 6th. The man came from a residence across the street, according to the caller, and left after she explained she had made a mistake. Police tried contacting the man several times, but he did not respond. Rando with a crossbow running around Germantown. I'm nervous about that.
I'm nervous too. I mean, this is not a zombie apocalypse time.
Not yet. But no, that is a very Walking Dead scene.
It is. Just maybe taking a little too far here.
Now, if somebody pulled into my driveway, it happens a lot. I'm the second house from the corner. In fact, I'm the first driveway from the corner. It happens a lot. What's the worst they could do there? Are there wheels on my driveway going to cause some sort of reaction that I need to walk out there menacingly with a crossbow?
Or also, like, has this guy never accidentally gone the wrong way down the street and been like, oh, I better turn around.
Is it possible he was just hunting though and the woman just freaked out because guy approached her like, hey, do you need some help? I got this crossbow, and she backs away. Like, in the zombie apocalypse, this could be a problem.
I mean, maybe he was having a real problem.
So maybe he
got out of his basement. Yeah.
We need to know more about that crossbow and that guy. We have so many questions.
I know. The police might want to make a call there.
Yes. How about, what do we got going on in Shorewood?
In Shorewood, more than $5,000 of what were described as, quote, collectibles were taken during a burglary near East Capitol Drive. On April 1st, entry was gained through an unlocked window.
I think you have to ask yourself, is my collecting hobby a problem if I've gotten to a point where I have so much merchandise that if somebody broke into my house, it could cost me thousands of dollars?
Yeah, I mean, my apartment now, I'm like, my 5 or 6-year-old Mac computer and I guess my TV are the most valuable.
They're sure.
Probably less than $500.
Yeah, probably. They could clean me out and it wouldn't cost me $3,000.
Yeah.
I do know somebody who's got Civil War memorabilia all over their house, and that's, it's in Colorado and it's beautiful, but like it is hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I love this guy, but wow. I'm just thinking, like, is it worth it? I don't know if it's worth it. I guess if that's your passion, then it is worth it.
They stole.
What do you think it is? $5,000. What do you think?
You know, this is funny.
Do you think it's bobbleheads?
I went to a 90s trivia night, and the Beanie Baby, the Princess Diana Baby, is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
For one Beanie Baby.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
A Beanie Baby. Man, I needed to start collecting those when I was a kid.
That's not that old, too. Like, something from
the 90s.
Life.
Right.
Or I had American Girl dolls.
Mm-hmm. Those were big, yeah.
Now the ones who are discontinued are worth a lot of money.
Really? Wow. I mean, good for you if you have one of those and they turned out. But the thing is, you have to collect them after the fact. Because if you have them at the time, you play with the American Doll Girl. You take them out of the box at the very least.
The hair is a little messed up now.
That's true. Mine as well. If I had it. Oak Creek, a woman is cited for shoplifting 2 digital wireless security systems valued at $372 at Menards on April 4th in the middle of the day, 12:55 p.m. Irony, I like to tell people, the definition of irony is when something happens precisely the opposite of what you expect. This is irony. A woman shoplifting a security system. Of all things to steal, she's looking for anti-theft security.
JR's lesson of the week.
That is my irony.
Irony.
If I can bring it back to irony, I will. And that is definitely what we have in Oak Creek.
We have a lot to fight against with Alanis Morissette, you know.
It's true. She ruined irony for a lot of people. It's got nothing to do with rain on a wedding day.
It's right. Moving to Wauwatosa, We never have anything from Tosa.
Never. This is a rare appearance from Tosa.
Yeah. April 4th, a person reported that someone attempted to use a counterfeit $10 bill at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
I don't know a lot about counterfeiting, Lainey. Do you? I don't know. I've never really been in the business. If I'm going to counterfeit, if I'm going to go to that trouble, I'm going to do it in probably 50s.
At least.
Maybe 20s at the lowest denominations. I'm thinking this person walked in with some Monopoly money. What do you think?
I think so. We used to have, in our office, we had JR books.
Yeah, that's right. When I was running the company store, that's right.
Maybe someone got cited for using your...
My JR books. That's true. I don't know if we had a $10 bill, but I should look into that. It would be interesting thought process. We'll just see if they don't notice the Monopoly money. Yeah. You know what, though? I bet you could get away with that in some places. You just show the money, and they're just absentmindedly. They're like, yeah, $10. That's good.
I know. $10.
Last one on the docket. Four people in Grafton were caught on surveillance video entering the high school at Grafton, going into the pool area and pouring green paint into the pool and also throwing in a mattress on March 17th. That is St. Patrick's Day territory. It was reported March 21st. One suspect, an 18-year-old Grafton man, was located and admitted being involved. The other suspects have not yet been named, and the investigation, including the cost of cleanup, is ongoing. The pool was cleaned and ready for use March 21st.
That's not how you dye a pool.
It's not how you dye a pool. I know. How disappointing must it have been when they poured the paint in and it just sat there or like bubbled up, you know, like how it would in you know, when grease and water meet and or just sank to the bottom. How disappointing it must have been. Oh, you just need a little bit of food coloring, people. Oh my gosh, you should have talked to us.
I know. Just a quick Google search.
Seriously, like one little thing of food coloring, I don't think it could fill a pool, but it could fill a pretty good body of water with green, don't you think?
I think, yeah. I think you can go to the Walmart and buy them out with green food coloring, probably get your Grafton pool.
Also, more disappointment when they threw that mattress in thinking it's going to float, like one of those floaties. We don't have a float, but we have a mattress, and nope, that's at the bottom of the pool, too.
Doesn't float.
Oh, my gosh. So, St. Patrick's Day, not the best way to celebrate. Interesting way. Dye the pool green. I like it. There's,
you know,
a possibility there.
It's a good story for future children that these guys
have. That is true. Most people throw mattresses on the roof. That's a senior prank. These guys wanted to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. It didn't work out, I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess it was a disappointing celebration indeed. Hey, thanks for listening to Law and Ordeals once again, where we highlight the strange and the stupid in Milwaukee area police reports. We'll be back again next week.
Find more reports online at mycommunitynow.com.